Hi, brothers and sisters. As Singapore is seeing an increase in the number of COVID cases recently, we are moving into more stringent measures again, and churches are also seeing some changes. Some of us may be shifted into challenges of many kinds. For myself, it is the challenge of having to do ministry work while having my children at home. Needless to say, it can bring about a lot of worry, lamentations, and resistance. However, strangely this time, my spirit was filled with peace and assurance as I quiet down before the Lord. I was convicted that I do not have to only be joyful when struggles are over. I do not have to see a desired result to be joyful. We can be joyful as long as we are immersed and in love with the Lord's word. As David said in Psalm 119, verse 14, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. Now, this may sound abstract and unpractical when we are in a whirl of emotions and real issues, but as we do so, evidences and God's working hands will be revealed to us. You see, David too was in love with the Lord's word because he saw how the truth of God is filled with abundant blessings, answers, and direction. Thus, he was able to have a clearer discretion in seeing what is God's good promises over the beauty, fame, knowledge, and successes of the world. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's word is a covenant to us. So whenever we are in our valley lows, let us receive the complete joy through rekindling and holding on to our reliance for the word. But right now, how do we receive joy by loving the Word of God? Firstly, we have to stop looking at our conditions and failures, because if we keep focusing on seeing what we are good at or not good at, we will have no room for the Lord or others around us. As a result, we will unconsciously develop dissatisfaction, unhappiness towards people, jealousy, self-pity, guilt, causing our spirit to be in distress and unrest. Like wanting to serve God but being oppressed by the fear of not meeting some standards, or wanting to love others but feeling inadequate to minister and getting accused. In fact, these are all the bondages and deception of Satan, making us dwell on our weaknesses and inabilities and thus not being able to be liberated. We must understand why God has given everyone a different set of conditions and the perfect will in doing so. Some of us may look better than others, some may be richer, some are married, or some have better job prospects, while others may be on the different side of things. But whichever side we are on, we must know that God knows more than we do. The reason God gives different conditions to different people is so that we may be made new and molded in different ways. As 1 Peter 5 verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." This is the wisdom and goodness of God's plans. In the phases of our lives, there are seasons of challenges, but there are also seasons of submission and triumph. So maybe we are at a valley season, but when we look back one day, we will see that truly all things work for the good in the Lord's perfect will. Every condition placed in us has its fulfillment of God's purpose. So the main point is not on our desired outcome, but trusting on His sovereignty and grace as we are led through this season. Also, shift our focus to other people in our lives. When we start looking outward to those God has placed around us, we will see that there are many who are also having their challenges and need God. Therefore, as we grow in love and burden for them, pray for them, speak to them, show them practical help, we will not continue to stumble in our own loop of worries, but have spiritual maturity, growth, and healing as we love people. The next key step to receiving joy from God is to keep looking to God's heart for us. And to do so, it has to first begin from our sense of identity as a child of God. We have to affirm that God has not chosen us because of our conditions, knowledge, experiences, deeds, or such. There are no other reasons other than His unconditional love. God, through the fulfillment of the cross, prepared for us salvation, freedom, blessings, and the path of being led by the Holy Spirit in our lives. He even used certain rebukes to turn us back to Him and to sanctify our lives, restoring the dignity of a child of God. These are all the results of God's unconditional love. Therefore, we can receive joy knowing this unshakable, unbreakable relationship with God. Finally, brothers and sisters, as I walk through my faith journey and as I grew closer to the Lord, of course I get fearful and lament at times. But one thing I have confirmed time and time again, that is, God uses every bit of our condition to bless and move us into our calling. Even our every setback and failures is to fulfill His promises to us. This means we not only rejoice when everything is well and good, but while in our trials, challenging circumstances and process, we see that He is already using us purposefully. But why does God want us to go through these processes then? because He's molding our lives to witness and receive the joy as we love and rely on Him even more over other solutions of our own or the world. James 1 verse 2 to 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Even though we are incomplete, but it is precisely so that God calls us to quench our thirst by going to Him instead. As we keep going back to God, He will help us weed off our own motives, not relying on our feelings and strength, but let the Holy Spirit within us work instead, so that we may be steadfast in our faith against our struggles. From there, we will realize that truly, God does not look at all these things we are so concerned with, but our heart of submission. As we submit, God's hands work in our lives. As we stop resisting with our own ideals, God's conviction reveals more clearly to us. Romans 8 verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Brothers and sisters, let us not circle around our worries, weaknesses or failures, especially during this season, but turn to God and see what He wants us to shift our focus onto instead. When we keep putting ourselves off and letting God lead us with His word, we will learn that in whatever valleys we are faced with, we can paradoxically remain in joy and contentment of His love and assurance. God bless.